Turning to the KRDO Newsline right now, coming up on 6:37, our guest is John Jeffries. And John, first of all, that was a great Masters tournament, I thought.
Yeah, it was. It was, but then again, toward the end, it became a little bit anticlimactic just because of Scottie Scheffler's dominance over the rest of the field. I mean, this guy is on doing some incredible things that only Tiger Woods has done in the past. For example, he's the only player to win the Players and the Masters in the same year, along with Woods, who did that back in 2001. Also, his 7 birdies, the most in the final round by a Masters champion since Nick Faldo in 1989. They say the Masters doesn't start until the back nine on Sunday, which basically is true because everybody, they had 4 horses in the match that could have pulled it off.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the backside stood up and bit a couple of guys. Scheffler, of course, he had a pretty good round. He did have 3 bogeys on his card, which is kind of surprising, but he had a big enough pad and lead that Ludvig Åberg couldn't catch him, especially after Åberg put 1 in the water on number 11, had to take a double bogey there. Colin Morikawa did the same thing on number 11. He also had a bogey right before he made the turn on number 9, tried to get too cute with a bunker shot, came right back to his feet. He doubled that one. Then Max Homa, who hit an excellent shot into the par 3 on the backside at number 12, it took a basketball hop into the brush.
That's right.
And
they could barely find it.
Yeah, that cooked him right there. So he ended up doubling the par 3 12th. And then nobody else really within striking distance. And Scheffler just kept the pedal to the metal and cruised on in for his 2nd green jacket.
Yeah, that basketball hop you talked about, because it wasn't a bad hit, a bad shot. I mean, it landed on the green and then it just went crazy and went, felt like 15 yards out.
Yeah, those greens, they're just so firm, hard, and fast that, you know, that's why you see a lot of guys, they don't go for the pins themselves, especially on that course because it's so hilly and undulating. So they'll shoot in the safe, what they call the safe part of the green, and a lot of the times, you know, they're away from the flag. For example, on that hole there, Homa, I mean, he was trying to step on the gas and apply a little pressure. I get it, but the safe play would have been to the left side of the green, leaving yourself, I know it sounds ridiculous, but a 30 to a 40-foot putt for a birdie. But still, you know, your chances of making 2 putts from there are a lot better than going at the pin on that and ending up with the disastrous result that he had.
Mm. What does this say for, I guess, the next coming months of this sport? I mean, is Scottie Scheffler just going to be that dominant that you don't see some of these up-and-comers maybe being able to crack, these higher echelons for a while?
Well, you know, Scheffler's got some things going on outside of the course. I mean, number one, his wife is due to deliver their first child at any time. Matter of fact, kind of ironic, they don't allow phones at Augusta, but he was, you know, permitted to have one in case she went into labor. He said he was going to split the tournament, which everybody was kind of holding their breath on. But, you know, that's going to, I think that's going to play a little bit in the back of his mind. He's already said that once that happens, golf is going to be kind of like 3rd or 4th rung on his radar. But he's so dominant and so good that I think he can, you know, keep it up. But I don't think he's going to be as focused as he has been, at least for the latter part of this season.
All right. And so maybe we can see some of these newer guys. Åberg, I mean, this was his first Masters, right?
Right. And he finished really good. He was, 4 shots back. Firing a 69 yesterday, especially, with the heat and the cameras being on him. He's an up-and-comer. Now, a lot of people haven't heard of him, but he was on the winning European Ryder Cup last year as well. So he's a good product out of Texas Tech.
Right, but originally from Sweden, right? I was expecting
to hear
a Swedish accent, but it came out pretty Texas when they were interviewing him afterwards.
Well, the thing is, you know, you look at most of these guys who come from a foreign country, they've played golf here in the States collegiately.
Mm.
So they're used to the lifestyle, they're used to the courses. Some of them will play split tours, you know, they'll play the European Tour and the PGA Tour combined. But for the most part, even though foreigners, so to speak, no disrespect, they played American collegiate golf here, so they're very familiar with the landscape.
Mm-hmm. And that Stanford grad, Orikawa, had a really good run, could have made it better, but didn't, like you said, fell apart a little bit on that back nine.
Right. Neil Shipley, by the way, a quick note for the amateur, he was the only amateur that made the cut, actually, from Ohio State. And he ended up 12 over, but, you know, being an amateur, that's pretty good, especially since he was paired with Tiger Woods yesterday. So there's a lot of eyes and cameras on him as well.
He got a little bit more share of the spotlight when you're playing with Tiger Woods right alongside you.
Right.
All
exactly.
Right. John, thank you so much. Really interesting to hear all your insight into what is the premier golf event of the year. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great day.